Parshas Mishpatim, Kapitel Chof Aleph, Pasuk Vav. V'higishay Adonav el Elokim, v'higishay el Adelas Oyel HaMezuzah, v'yatza Adonav esoznoi b'marzeya v'avodoi l'olam. So you have an Eved Ivri who worked for 6 years. After 6 years, he says he wants to stay with his master. La'olam, Rashi tells us, La'olam forever means fiyavil, tliyavil. So the pasuk tells us that we make a hole in his ear by the doorpost, and he becomes an eved la'olam forever, tliyavil. Two questions, some more famous than others. One question is that why does he get bored, why does he get a hole in his ear? Why specifically the ear? Secondly, why with a marzeya? Marzeya is a certain tool. Why specifically with this tool called a marzeya? And thirdly, why specifically, it's very interesting, people don't see the deer. I found, there's one place that I found shot in this. If someone does something, if someone steals something, if someone is chayiv malkis, if someone is chayiv anything from Bezdin, someone who does it, Bezdin does it. They won't give it out. If someone hit someone else and he did something to someone else that causes him to get malkis, whatever it is, we don't say, oh, the person that got hit, he should go hit him. The question is why does the master? Specifically, the master is the one, all of a sudden, his master has to go and bore the hole in his ear. Where is this master? Why is he involved in it? He has nothing to do with this. He's sitting at home. They said, here you go. In Pashtus, how does someone become an Eved Ivri? There's one of two ways. Either a person sells himself, but the one that we're talking about here, according to Meral Diskin, anyways, is that we're talking about the person who stole. He didn't have money to pay back. And because he didn't have money to pay back, Bezdin sells him as an Eved to repay that which what he stole. So why specifically the master? And last of all, the Eilah Mishpatim Masha Tosim Lufneim. We're going to place in front that the Torah is now telling us about Mishpatim. Like he mentioned before, there's lots to talk about in this week's parasha. There's all different types of Mishpatim. The very first one we talk about is Eved Ivri. Why is this like the first opening mishpat that the Torah tells us? So the Gemara in Kedusha and Chav Bei says, why specifically the ear? Rabbi Yechem and Zakai says, Oizen Cheshoma Bahar Sinai Loi Signoi, the ear that heard at Har Sinai that loy signoiv, you shouldn't steal. And that ear is the one that gets bored that he became, and that's that. In other words, the reason why he became an Eved Ivri is because he stole. And because he stole, therefore we bore his ear. Now, so what? So the Torah tells us, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'loy avadim la'avadim. The Rebbeinu Shloim said, we know, Anoichi Hashem alaykecha asher tzeisicha meret Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. To do what? Klai Yisrael became avodim to the Rebbeinu Shloim. They didn't get free and they're just not slaves of anybody. We became avodim to the Rebbeinu Shloim. If we're an eved to somebody else, even if that other person is also an eved to the Rebbeinu Shloim, in other words, this person that got sold to Eved Ivri is an Eved to his master, and his master is an Eved to the Rebbeinu Shloim, but that's not good enough. It says, Avod, Kili b'nei Yisrael Avodim. Klal Yisrael themselves have to be my Eved, and not Avodim la'Avodim. There can't be a step in between. There's no other person that he has to answer to except the Rebbeinu Shloim. The Gematria of Marzeya, Mem Reish Tzadi Al Ayin, is a gematria of 400. That 400 refers to the 400 years that Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, although they weren't really in Mitzrayim 400 years, they were in Mitzrayim 210 years, but they say because of the Avodah was very harsh, or whatever the reasons, or day and night, they weren't supposed to work day, they worked at night, they didn't shut them on how to learn how we get to 400, but the 210 was Ka'ain, the 400. It was in the place of the 400. So the Pshat is that the Matzeah, the 400, the reason why we use specifically Matzeah is to remind you that you're making a mistake. And you're supposed to be Avodim directly to the Baruch Shalom. He took you out, you were Mitzrayim for 400 years. He took you out to be Avodim directly to the Baruch Shalom, and not to be Avodim LaAvodim. Abisol Salanta is the place where I found this kasha of why specifically the Adonav. He says, I'm worried of you, sir. In America, if somebody does something wrong, allegedly, and he's convicted, he goes to prison. What's in prison? In prison, you have derelicts and more derelicts. Maybe some are innocent, Taka, maybe. Okay, we're not going to say everyone there is guilty. But as a whole, prison is not a good place to be. It's probably not good hashpahs. You don't learn nice new things in prison. This time you learn bad things. So when you're sending a person to prison, and he comes out of prison after that, chances are he went in worse than he came. When he comes out, he's worse than when he went in. He's hanging around the whatever level you are. There's people worse than you. You say, oh, not so bad what I did, and so on and so forth. The Torah doesn't work like that. You wouldn't put someone, everything that is done has a tayelus, try to get things to a better place, not just as a punishment. When Baruch Shalom gives a punishment to somebody, someone has something, a tzara that comes upon him. It's some punishment. It's a punishment to make him better. It's a punishment for him to realize to get better. I mean, I guess in prison, it's also the point. But where they're hanging out is not a good place. So Rabbi Shaul Salanta says that the reason why we sell this person who stole, he sold as an Eved Ivri, is because we want to put him by an Erlach Yid. He's supposed to be by the Erlach Yid for 6 years. What's supposed to happen during those 6 years? Then during those 6 years, the Eved is supposed to see what it means to be a from Erlach Yid. He's supposed to understand what it means to be a from Erlach Yid. Now, what does it mean to be from Erlach Yid? Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lei avodim avodim. That Rebbeinu Shalom, we should be directly slaves of the Rebbeinu Shalom and not slaves of an Adin that's a slave to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So now, if the Eved after 6 years says, I would like to tell Bezin, I would request to stay as a Ben Bayis by this person. Wonderful. Nothing wrong with being a Ben Bayis. He learned so much by this Adin and his Mishpacha. It's a wonderful thing. Nothing wrong with that. The problem is that he wants to stay as an Eved to this Adin. So now he's still not going to be. What does that mean? The Adin didn't do a good job. The Adin was supposed to have Ashpa on him, the Tayyib, to teach him what it means to be an Erlach Yid. This person is not on that level yet. If you still want to stay as an Eved to this Adin, then you're talking not on the level. And therefore, the Adin is the one who has to bore the hole in his ear to tell him, you're part of the reason that he's doing this. Don't think, oh, what do I have to do with this? I'm minding my own business. He stole. He's now sold to me as an Eved. He's working for me. He wants to stay. What do I mean? It's a tain on me. You know, I should treat him poorly? If I can't, Eved Ivri, there's many, many halachas of he has to get, if you only have one pillow, he has to get the pillow. If you have one big, expensive steak, you have to give it to him. When it says, when a person is clean an Eved Ivri, he's making himself into an Eved. Because he really now, he has so many halachas that he has to adhere to. So, and Yisrael Salanta says, that's why Pasuk says, V'rotza Adonov, it says, the master said, don't think you're not a falfaket, you're the reason. You didn't do, not you're the reason that he stole in the first place, but you had a job to do. And you didn't do your job properly. The point is that we really, it's important, it's incumbent upon every yid to think about another yid. We start in the parasha of Ve'eila HaMishpatim HaShetosim Lifneihem. What's the very first one? Kisikne Eved Ivri. When you have an Eved Ivri, you have to think about everything that the Eved Ivri. You have to think about his food and his sleeping arrangements and so on, like we just said. More than that, You have to have a positive ashpa on him. Not just the gashmiyus, but you have to have a positive ashpa on him. How do you have, what's the best way to have positive ashpa on him? Certainly by your actions, not by telling him what to do, and not by, but the person you're around someone, you see something, do as I do, not do as I say. You know, people, you could say whatever you want, but people follow other people, how they do things, what they do things. And I don't know about now if they start. I think my son is actually not starting, but I believe as Rav Moshe says is that my days anyways, everyone started when he started learning Gemara. The very first parak he started was in Bava Metzia, Eila Metzia Shaloi. Why is it for the first Gemara you're learning is Eila Metzia Shaloi? Start with Mesechta's Brachas, everyone has to say Brachas. Shabbos, Halacha Shabbos, everyone has to know this stuff. I mean, the very first thing we learn is Elam Metzias, these are the, if I find the object, I mean, that's, why is that the first thing that we learn? As the Sa'in Gemara. And the Moshe says, is because as a Yid, when he's becoming a Bar Das, and he's starting to learn Gemara, he's getting to the level, he's not 13 yet, but he's starting to learn Torah and understand what it is, you have to think about another person. You found something, a person, you have to know that other person's things are important. And that just means not just gashmias, but it means ruchnias too. And that's why the very first of the mishpatim is kisik ne'eved ivri, is telling us this important lesson that we really have to think about the other person. It's very appropriate. My shir was nifter a couple of days ago, and as the patriarch of the family from my wife's side, he didn't say much. He didn't tell people what to do. He never told any of his children, to my knowledge, even my wife is single, told them what to do. But when you see a person, how they act, what they do, you know what they think is right, and you see how they act, and to mimic them, that's to really be a lesson to other people. And that's what we have to, every person has an achrayus. Not just the adin, but it applies to everybody. You know, what you do when it says when someone does an avera, not only does he creates a pesach for other people to do averas. You did an avera, someone sees someone as mechal Shabbos. It happens once, maybe it's not so bad. It happens two, three, four times, even if you're not doing it, but you see someone else doing it. So aside from the actual avera the person is doing himself, he's causing a breakdown in the metzias that other people see, that's also a problem. Talking on this yisoid is a merida yisma. The sma is a famous sma that says on Chayshim Mishpat that if two people come to Bezin and they have a sechsoch, one guy says, you owe me $10,000, the other guy says, no, you owe me $15,000, they're arguing. The sma says you should always make a pshara. You should try to make a pshara. You can't always make a pshara, but you should try to make a pshara. People say, what does that mean? Yeah, what does this sma mean by that? Make a pshara? I'm 100% right. I should give him one penny? You want me to give him, I'm saying he owes me $10,000. And he's and so they tell me, make a pshara, maybe he's only going to pay me $9,900 maybe. Let's say that was a chutzpah, I should give him $100? He owes me $10,000, not $9,900. And people would be about a penny or so on that level. But why is it like a fear? Well, what does it mean? Why does the sma say, no, make a pshara? So the sma says, because if for $100 or whatever the pshara is, the other person is not, it will have less of a tie-in against the other person, his opponent, then it's kedai to pay that money. In other words, he'll walk away, and if the other person, even if he got something, he'll say, he won't have such tie-in on the guy. You know, okay, he really took from me, but maybe you walk away, you know, a little bit, that's worth something. You say, I don't owe him a dime, even if it's not, you're really entitled to all the money. But if the pshara is going to come out that you're going to get a few dollars less or many dollars less, but it's going to create more shalom because the guy won't have such kindness on you. Even if he feels he's right, he also feels he's right, but for peace, for shalom, one amongst the other, that's also kedai. And that's what the whole thing of going to Bezin is not supposed to be, that it's supposed to be a fight. Okay, you don't know who's right and whose money is, so you go to Bezin. But it doesn't have to be a fight. This week is Parsha Shkolim. By Parsha Shkolim, we give a chatzi shekel. Why do we give a chatzi shekel? It's the same yisoid. You're not a whole person. You have to think about somebody else. You have to think that you're a half a person, but you have to think about the other half. The other half is each individual in Klal Yisrael. You always have to be thinking about the other person. And there's a moedig you say that we really have to take with us. A little later in the parasha, Pasuk says very famous words that everybody knows, that's often said, that Klal Yisrael said, Vayikach Sefer HaBris Vayikra Ba'ozne Ya'am Vayomu Korel Asher Dibre Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. Klal Yisrael said these two amazing words, Nasa V'Nishma. So what? We're in the middle of talking about Mishpatim, and we digress, and now we're talking about Moshe and Nasa V'Nishma. Is there any connection that Nasa V'Nishma is in the parasha of Mishpatim? You would think maybe Nasa V'Nishma would be in Parshas Yisro. They tell us about Parshas, you know, when we have the Aseres Hadibris. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It says it again another time, but why is it here? The Gemara in Shabbos and Apecha says, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Medama Klal Yisrael to Malachim. Just like Malachim, they do the will of their Ribbono Shel Olam, Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. It says in the Taisus Imrish Tahiris. It says in Kapitel in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Gimel, Pasuk Chav, Gibore Koyach Oise Devarei, Lishmoya Bekoil Devarei. The Gibore Koyach, the strong warriors, Oise Devarei, do my words, Lishmoya Bekoil Devarei, to listen to the words. So he explains that the Pasuk means that Gibore Koyach Oise Devarei, those who do the work, Oise, Lishmoya Bekoil Devarei. Their purpose is to listen. What does that mean? It means Nasa V'Nishma, he says. Nasa, we're going to do the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're going to do it. Why are we doing it? We're doing it now without questions. We're doing it, but why are we doing it? Lishmoya. We're doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Not we're doing it because we think it's right or we think it's a good thing for us, but rather we're doing it for one reason. We're doing it Lishmoya L'Kol Hashem, to listen, because we want to be Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem. The Pritzadik says that the word Mishpat from Eila HaMishpatim is a Lashon of Rachmonis, quotes Zohar. He says, Bnei Yisrael Abonim Lashem. And every time there's a Psak Halacha that goes against someone in Klal Yisrael, you should know it's all Rachmonis. Any time something happens to someone in Klal Yisrael, to a Yid, it's something that seems bad, like we said before, there's a purpose in it. The Ribbono Shel Olam is making a person clean and he's cleansing him, and everything that's happening to a person is really being done for his good, whether we see it or not. The Meridik Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva in Yerideya, Kapitel Kufta, Zayin, Yud, Sif Yud, quotes a service of Mincha in the name of the Teres Asher. Question. You have a big pot of chicken soup. Huge. 100 gallons. A tiny, tiny drop of milk falls in it. Tiny drop. It is beyond bottle b'shishim. It is bottle with 10,000. There's 10,000 times the amount of soup as the milk. Or it's bottle b'shishim even. What should you do with the soup? So halachically, we know, batul b'shishim. The milk is batul. You can't taste it. It's not called basul chal. It's chicken soup with milk. It's not a problem. It's a drop of milk. The question is, should you be machmir? You say, okay, halach is, tells me, batul b'shishim, I can eat this soup if I want. But spill it out, because the mice said there was milk put in this chicken soup. So one sheet he brings out, Hakasez, he quotes the Seles Mincha, and it's the name of Teresa Arshim, that you should eat it. Faket. You should eat that soup. And then Yisachar says that he talks about the Nitzotzer Shal Kedusha you're bringing out, but over here the Pesach Shuvah says is you should eat it faket, and you throw it out, it's Malchashos. What's he say? So it is that the same way the Chachamim tell us not to eat, explain all the halachas of Basa B'Cholah. Well, the Torah says, let's ask the Diva Chalei Rimei. How do we know all the halachas that we know? We know it from that the Chachamim telling us. So the same way the Chachamim tell us all the rule is that if it's batul b'shishim, it's not called basa b'cholah. People sometimes they feel, no, but it is. But if the Chachamim tell us it's not, then it's not. It is not possible chalav. And by throwing it out for cake, you're showing that the chacham are wrong on that. Of course, we're not talking about a case where there's a one sheet to hold that it's awesome, one sheet to hold that it's mutter, and even though you could paskenite the sheet that holds the mutter, but you could be machmir, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where there's absolutely no reason to be machmir. Every single sheet says that it's 100% mutter. Like in the case that we said, where you have a drop of milk, falls in the head, but the shishim works. That's a chalim, it's not like, oh, well, some machmir. And therefore, you taker should eat it. The Torah says, the sachas raglov kemasei livnei sasapir. Rashi says you should look at Klal Yisrael, that all the years that they were in Mitzrayim, it pasuk says in Bamidbar, kapitel yiral pasuk lav, sheish meis elef ragli, ha'om asher enenu b'kirboi. The Kain, he explains that their Baruch Shalom had livnei sasapir, some sort of stone, underneath their Baruch Shalom's legs. And all the years that Klal Yisrael were in Sheba Mitzrayim, they were underneath the Rabbi Hashem's legs. Vakarit, he says even more, that it came to Raglo Shal Hashem. Klal Yisrael were like the Raglo of Hashem. What does it mean, Kain, that Klal Yisrael were the Raglo of Hashem? So there's a concept of Bro Kara Davua. The son, a child, is the Kara Davua. He takes over from his father. He's Kain, the legs, you could say, as well. So what does it mean, the legs? If you have the brain, if the brain tells the legs to do something, the leg doesn't ask any questions. The brain tells the legs to run, the legs run. So that was the story that Yisrael knew, that all the years, even though they were in Mitzrayim, and they were avodim and to pari Mitzrayim, but they were always banim Hashem alekach. And we have the Eila Mishpatim, all of the rules of what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do, but why we're supposed to do everything. We're supposed to do it for one reason, because we're banim Hashem alekecha, we're brokar davua, and that's the reason why everything that we do is nasa v'nishma, has to be done, that we're doing it, and our whole purpose in doing it of all these mishpatim is only for one reason. The purpose is to fulfill the ratzon Hashem. Have a good time.